it's Youth Month, and we have so many young audience members who were so excited about hearing you today. Don't worry, it's not going to be things like, where do babies come from? We've answered that already.
Okay. No, that's for their parents. That's for their parents to answer.
Okay, here's the first one.
Hi, guy. What's up? I just wanted to find out, does every rapper have to use profanity?
Profanity is okay, what's the kid's name? Does he have a name?
Yeah, he does. I'll give you his name now. His name is Tyren, according to
Little Tyren. First and foremost, it depends. Profanity is part of language, not just for a rapper, but for people generally. It depends on what you're into. It depends on what type of artist you are. But I personally, I am not really too big on profanity in my lyrics. I've never been the profanity laden type of music.
Yeah.
Because personally, I feel like I really like to use my vocabulary, and I feel like sometimes profanity is an easy way out when you can't find the rhyming word with duck. You know, you kind of.
Yeah, there are the words. I like where this is going. Okay, now we got someone who's live with you, 5-year-old Tuvia. Tuvia, uh-huh. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Tuvia, what would you like to ask AKA?
In hospitals and trains.
What
did you say, Tuvia?
In hospitals and trains.
I heard something with trains.
I heard trains and I heard chains and that sort of thing. Mom, maybe you can help out over there with Tuvia.
He wants to know if AKA knows if there are hospitals on trains.
Are there hospitals on trains? Well,
very interesting question.
It's a very, very, very fascinating question. It depends. There are different types of trains. There is, like, for instance, the blue train, which is the most luxurious train in the country. I would imagine there are doctors on the president's train whenever the president travels, but hospitals on trains, I don't know about that. Maybe in the Lego universe, but not in this one.
There we go.
Not a bad idea.
Hey, Tuvia, that's a lovely question. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cole.
No problem.
Bye.
Cute 5-year-old. Okay, one last one that has come through. I've tried my best to screen all of these, so skip if you need to. Take a listen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm Zach. I'm a big fan, and I just wanted to know, why do you not like Casper? I think you guys could be cool.
Hi, man.
You need to screen better.
I need to screen a lot better. I'm sorry, man.
You guys have really put me in the hole. Why do I not like him? I don't like him because... why don't I like him? Because this town is not big enough for the both of us. You know? I'm the sheriff, and I don't like him because there can only be one sheriff. That's why.
I like that sheriff reference. It kind of goes Toy Story for a bit. You lighten up for the
right?
Kids.
Woody, Forky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm all about the kids.
I know Father's Day is coming up. Can I tell you? I was thinking about this before. You are probably going to be the most difficult dad to purchase for, because it feels like, you know, you're a dad that's got everything. I mean, what does a dad like you expect for Father's Day?
A dad like me for Father's Day, I expect, the best things for me, like birthdays, Father's Days, is for people to call me as little as possible. I don't want people to call me. If people could give me the gift of silence, that would be great. But for my daughter, I would definitely just like, I don't know, just a picture that I could hang on my fridge, another one, because I'm building a collection.
Yeah.
I'm very much into those types of things. Maybe a necklace or macaroni, stuff like that.
Aww. Yeah.
That is brilliant. AKA, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being so great with these kids. But more importantly, the innovation and creativity that we expect tonight is it's going to be a game changer, my friend. It's AKA TV and this Bri show. And may you have many, many, many more successes in your time, my friend.
Well, I just want to say big up to you guys. We were just talking off air, just saying, you know, you guys doing what you're doing with the radio. People need company right now. People need to be entertained, and you guys are fulfilling that. So big up to you guys. But before I go, I need to give you guys the info. Make sure you get the AKA TV app on the iStore or on the Google Play platform. Tonight, 8 p.m., tune in for the first episode of The Bri Show on AKA TV.
Will do. AKA, enjoy, my friend, and have a lovely Father's Day on the 21st. This is The Flash Drive.